Radio Prague News.
A special session of the lower house of parliament has been scheduled for Tuesday in order to debate health care and pension reform. Former Social Democrat chairman Jiří Paroubek is considering leaving the party to join the Czech National Social Party. And Otto von Habsburg, the eldest son of the last monarch on the Bohemian throne, has died at the age of 98. The chairwoman of the lower house of parliament, Miroslava Němcová, has scheduled a special session of the Chamber of Deputies for Tuesday in order to debate health care and pension reform. The session was requested by coalition MPs and will last until July 13th. The lawmakers are also expected to pass an amendment to the Czech Television Act, which will modify the rules for broadcasting commercials, and an amendment to the law on public tenders that is intended to particularize the rules for defense and security tenders. Tuesday and Wednesday are state holidays in the Czech Republic. Former Social Democrat chairman Jiří Paroubek is considering leaving the party to join the Czech National Social Party. That party has confirmed that it may put Mr. Paroubek forward as a candidate for governor of the Ústí nad Labem region next year. According to the daily Hospodářské noviny, the former prime minister is having a public opinion poll conducted in order to sound out how voters would perceive the move. The Czech National Social Party is a center-left party popular during the First Republic, but sidelined during communism. Attempts to revitalize it since 1989 have been unsuccessful. Otto von Habsburg, the eldest son of the last ruling Austrian monarch, died on Monday at the age of 98, the news agency DPA reported. He was the son of Charles I von Habsburg, who ruled the Austro-Hungarian Empire, including the crown lands of Bohemia, Moravia and Silesia between 1916 and 1918. After Austria lost World War I and broke up into a number of independent republics, Otto von Habsburg went with his father into exile in Switzerland and Portugal. He opposed the Nazi takeover of Austria in 1938. In the 1960s, he became a member of the European Parliament for the conservative Bavarian CSU party. He also spoke up for the Sudeten Germans who were expelled from Czechoslovakia after the Second World War. In 2007, Otto von Habsburg relinquished his status as head of the House of Habsburgs to his son, Karol. Serbian composer Goran Bregovic has received the Festival President's Award at the Karlo Vivari International Film Festival. Bregovic made his name primarily as the composer for the films of Emir Kusturica. The same prize will be given later this week to American actor and director John Turturro, who will be introducing the world premiere of his latest directorial film somewhere tonight. Festival organizers say they have so far distributed 7,400 festival passes to visitors and 1,300 to filmmakers, industry representatives, and journalists. The festival wraps up on Saturday, June 9th. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and highs of 17 to 22 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.